And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN as we kick off another week of all kinds of activities going on here in the community. And one of them is coming up this week, and we're going to get a preview on it here this first segment. We've got some members of the Young Trustees. They're having their third annual chili cook-off this weekend, and Addie Bunnell and Jamie Coons both join us in studio. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Having us.
Yeah, so this is, as I mentioned, the third annual event. Talk about how this event has kind of transformed since its humble beginnings.
Well, it's kind of goes back to, I guess, Jamie and I a while ago. Jamie has been to several of these chili cooking competitions, and he joined the Young Trustees. We've both been with the Young Trustees since they've been started, and we thought this would be a really great event for them to do. Somewhere along the line, it turned into where instead of the teams competing to win money for themselves, it's teams competing to win money for a nonprofit. So each business chooses a nonprofit and enters the competition. And then also all ticket sales and proceeds go directly to nonprofits as well. So last year we raised over $20,000 that was given to about 45 different organizations from the event. And it just keeps getting better each year.
All right. Well, I remember checking out. It was one of the first things I did as a new employee here at Manhattan Broadcasting last year. Got to go sample some different chilies. And you get quite a few different varieties, don't you?
Yeah, all over the place. From, some teams will do white chicken chili. A lot more. Judges seem to like the more traditional stuff for anybody who might be competing out there.
Just gave away your secret, Jamie.
There's all kinds of different varieties of chili, and I think we're sitting in about 25 teams this year, so pretty much as much chili as you can eat.
All right, and this goes on to Blue Earth Plaza. It's a ticketed event. Where do people get their tickets for this?
So you can go to mhkchili.com, and there's tickets available there for just a tasting kit. So you get your spoon and your bean, and you get to walk around and try all the chilies. Or there is a half K race option where you get your tasting kit and you get entered in the race that we have that day. So going on at the event, we have actually this year new is the axe throwing competition. We have lots of children's events, inflatables, reptile world, Manhattan Fire Department is there, all kinds of things going on. And then the game, the K-State game, is on at 2:30. We actually play some different college games throughout the day because we start at 11 is the tasting. The teams are down there since 7 in the morning cooking and getting ready. But lots of stuff to go on through the day. And the only ticket that you need is the tasting kit. So all children's activities are free.
Okay, and having the K-State game, what a difference a year makes. You're going to have this a big game coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, we're really hoping for a great turnout. The bad thing about having an away game is we don't get to tailgate for it, right? That's one of everybody's favorite pastimes here. So we've kind of turned this event into a tailgating experience. You can come down, tailgate, have that whole experience, and then get to watch the game with a bunch of other K-State fans on the Jumbotron. So it's pretty cool.
Now, it's really kind of neat how the judging works, and people can go drop their votes in for that. That's kind of a fun aspect of the competition, but you can try some different ones, and then if you decide you like it, you just drop your bean in there, right?
Yes. Technically, it's supposed to be the chili. It has turned into a little bit of a bribing match. There's lots of giveaways from all the businesses and the teams. I'm participating on Team End Zone this year, and we will be giving out K-State t-shirts for any chili bean dropped in our jar. So it gets pretty competitive as to how we can buy votes.
I remember that last year, yeah.
And for the people who win for the team that wins the People's Choice Award, I think that's $100 that they get to donate.
That one's $500.
Oh, that one's $500, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And then we have some other competitions. We've started the Fire Breather Challenge, which is the pepper eating contest. That one is the winner of the pepper eating contest gives $100 to their nonprofit. First place chili is $3,000 to the nonprofit. Second place is $2,000 and third place is $1,000. And then we have lots of other little awards, and all prize money gets awarded directly to the nonprofit of the winner's choice.
What a great idea here behind this. And, just You said $20,000 raised for nonprofits last year. That's such an impressive total.
Yeah, it's been really cool to watch it grow and what it's becoming for sure.
You mentioned the 5K. When does that start?
That is at about 10 a.m. The lineup, it's literally not a 5K, it's a half K.
Okay.
So this is a 10-minute race at most, and there is a donut station halfway through. So this is anybody's race for children, adults, if you're a runner, not a runner. It's a really fun time. They just kind of start them off, and you run around the park right through the middle of the teams that are cooking, and you get a t-shirt and a medal for participating. So,
okay, well, great. What goes into making a good chili, would you guys say? You guys both brought some samples here that I've tried, and they're both really good.
So probably the biggest thing is to keep it simple. A lot of people try to get really fancy with chili because you can. I mean, obviously you can do anything. But it seems to be that the people who win year after year or place high stick to mostly traditional. So you can make a pretty darn good chili with just some cumin, chili powder, garlic salt, tomato juice, and meat and beans. And those are the ones that typically do well.
And some people do like to take liberties too, right?
Jamie's the professional, so listen to him.
All right. Sounds good. Well, this is, again, happening Saturday at Blue Earth Plaza. Things kind of get going in the morning and then continue through the early afternoon through the ball game. Anything else people should know if they come out on Saturday?
We always tell everybody to bring a chair. I mean, there's plenty of green space down there at Blue Earth, and there may not always be a place to sit. So if you got a little back chair, bring it down and then plan for the weather. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring your families and friends and anyone who'd be interested or typically tailgates. We really like to say it's kind of the away tailgating event of the year.
All right. It's the third annual Young Trustees Chili Cook-Off held this Saturday at Blue Earth Plaza. Addie Bunnell, Jamie Kunz, thank you guys for coming in. Thanks for the chili, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus coming up after this. News Radio KMAN.